So now to begin writing in your journal, I want you to open your journal up and pick up your pen or your pencil and write down my physical aspect. And then if you know their name, because you may have learned it last time or in the times between now and then when you've done the meditation, please write their name down. And if there's no name, just write no name yet. So this meditation is about your foundation. Get comfortable in your body. Put your feet flat on the floor if you're seated in a chair. And if you're meditating with your feet crossed and on the ground, make sure that your knees are comfortable and that they're supported, that your joints are comfortable, your back is straight. So the way your physical body supports your material life in the world is really important, and how it's supported and cared for by your physical aspect is incredibly important. So place your hands on your pelvis and say, I am present. So taking this opportunity to engage your physical aspect as you take your first step on the pathway, you will transform your relationship to your physical body and the way you bring vitality into everyday life. So take a deep breath. Look at the pathway. Close your eyes if it helps you to visualize. And walk down the pathway through the garden gate and toward the forest. And move more quickly now, dropping into your conscious awareness of this realm, this wonderful imaginal realm as you're walking down the path. Continue to notice the flowers, the birds, the trees and plants all around you, the colors, the sights, the scents and sounds. And you come around the big trees and into the clearing in the forest. You walk right to the center of it and place your hand on the stump. And as you touch it, your navigator appears before you, holding the divine map. The navigator who takes care of the map, who shows you how to use it, and who knows which way you're headed. So your navigator decides it's going to come with you, and the two of you leave the clearing. You go around the big curve, and as you pass the big rock that has the story of your four aspects journey painted on it as petroglyphs, you stop for a moment to look at it. Just allowing those symbols to impact you, not giving them any particular import or meaning, but just seeing the symbols. And now you continue on. You cross over the creek on the fallen tree log. And you walk through the trees and into the meadow where you're temple stands, still there. And you see the doorway before you. And as you reach out your hand to open the door and step into the temple of the aspects, right at that moment, you call upon your physical aspect to come to you where you stand, right at the inside of the doorway. So as your physical aspect arrives and you greet each other, you notice that there's this beautiful green man standing beside your aspect. So the navigator is there, your aspect, and the green man. The green man, this extraordinary, magical being of the forest, who holds the nature, the spirit of the forest within him. He arrives, he shows himself, and steps forward and places his hands, his magical hands, upon your shoulders, giving you an empowered blessing. And he says, you are empowered to live in this present material, physical form. And then he breathes in and blows into your mouth and says, you are charged with the breath of life to now consciously take ownership of this body. Receive the blessings of the forest, of the earth, the seas, the wild creatures, the blessings of the sky above, and the soil beneath your feet, in the waters that flow, and in all who walk upon the earth. And as you take this amazing blessing into yourself, your physical aspect, who knows why you're here, asks for your attention. And as you turn your attention toward the physical aspect, your aspect hands you a touchstone. This is a special object, one that you will treasure in the mystical domain. Look at your touchstone. What does it look like? What does it feel like? It has power, but what kind of power? And it has knowledge you can use to become a more embodied person. So take a moment and write in your journal about your touchstone, about the green man, about your physical aspect, and about the power that all of this is giving to you. Write it down now. You are an empowered spirit now. You're no longer disembodied. You are present here in the realm of your own soul's nature. So you take that touchstone and you put it in your pocket. And you hold on to it for when you are needing to remember that you are a sacred being who is known, who is seen, who is recognized, and who is loved. But how do you begin to set dominion over the physical form and the function for this life you're leading in a physical body? How do you do that? You take a deep breath. Feel every cell in your body charged and awake. That's a good start, a critical beginning. And so is meeting your physical aspect. And now you hold this sacred object, your touchstone, in your pocket. So allow your cells to charge, every molecule in your body, allow it to charge, to become fired and active. Put your hands on your gut and say, I am present. There you go. There you go. You feel yourself dropping? There you go. You land. And this is how you begin to make peace with aging and with dying. Realizing in this moment that you are in a life that is about relationships with the subtle and the material. And as you wake up out of a lifelong stupor, and realize that you're completely aligned with consciousness and matter, you are actually congealed light, alive, awake, and aware. How does your physical aspect appear to you now? What are the influential colors around them? What are they wearing? Are they male or female? How old are they? Go ahead and have a conversation with your physical aspect, asking what the colors signify and what meaning they have. And write this down. Is your physical aspect surrounded by power animals or holding tools of some sort? Write this down. And now the moment has come for you to gather in a circle. And the green man, your physical aspect, and the navigator, and you all sit on the floor of your temple. You squat down and you join them in a circle. And as you do, you spread the divine map on the floor in front of you, opening it all the way up. And together you study the map. Now the first thing that happens is that the navigator pulls out a big compass out of his bag that he carries, and he aligns the map with the poles of the planet. So it's really lined up north, south, east, and west. And the green man takes his staff and points to where you are now. And while you're staring at the map, other important sites and points, things that have meaning to you and only you, appear on this divine map. Now, without even speaking, the physical aspect shows you where the physical domain is located on the map. And the whole thing is starting to make more and more sense to you. And as you're sitting there, you can feel the power building between you all. The energy is coming up. There's a kind of frequency that's established. And as it does, you all stand up together as one. And you literally step into the location on the map where your physical power is seated. You're holding your touchstone and using your personal chi as you contain and stimulate your own vital life force here in this physical aspect realm, lifting and lowering your arms as the energy comes up, breathing in and lifting your arms up and down as the energy comes up, almost like you're a bird ready to take flight. Your whole team does this with you, and you feel in your body the result of their love and support. Let the power of your own physical brilliance bubble up from below your feet. It's not coming from the earth itself. It's literally coming from your own sacred anatomy. And keep moving your arms up and down, feeling the powerful movement that is lighting you up. Relaxing, you allow yourself to expand your consciousness to include your sacred anatomy and to include the direction of your physical aspect, who has only your well-being at heart. And now you charge your energy for the tasks ahead. Standing in this magical physical aspect realm, you can feel the energy of this place as it charges you for the difficulties and challenges that are coming and the changes that are ahead, for the powerful reality of your own life mission. Breathe in. And let your energy lift. Let yourself become more and more present. And now reaching out with your arms, seize your life as an action. In coordination with your powerful sacred anatomy, you take charge of the direction you want to go. You bring that direction into your physical body. You put your hands on your pelvis and say, I am present. I am moving forward in my path. And now it's time to ask for healing and a gift from your physical aspect. So I want you to repeat after me and say this out loud. It's very important that you speak these words. They are powerful words. Dear physical aspect, or use their name. I need your help. Please give me your support in this earthly journey. Stay open, stay open, stay open. I'm working hard to manifest my soul's purpose. And I need more clarity. More focus. And more support from you to do this. Here's what I need help with. I want to more completely understand my physical body nature. I want to understand and get any lesson that I need to from my biological body. I especially want you to work with parts of me that are physically challenged. Please give me your guidance about my physical body. And what I need to do or to remember to be healthy, whole, and happy. Now listen. And write all of this down. Step back through the divine map. Bring everything you learned and all your experiences with you. Remember it all. Press your hands together in a prayer posture saying, I will remember this. The navigator, your physical aspect, and your sacred physical witness, the green man, all move through the map and back out into your four aspects temple. And you come out of the map magically, right by the doorway. When you write things down, you remember it better. So jot anything that is really critically important down right now, and this information will jog your memory later when you go to fill in more of what you remember. This information will help you to better bring your soul's purpose into the world. And so you pass through the doorway. It's time to come back now. You retrace your steps. You move past the trees and out of the meadow. You cross over the fallen log and stop at the petroglyphs to see if there's any new magical markings on the rock. And then you go back to the clearing. And here the navigator leaves you and takes the map and holds it for you there. You and your physical aspect and the green man, you keep walking back. You come all the way back to the garden gate, and there your aspect and the green man both disappear, and you return to your chair.